Hello, everybody. Good evening. Let us get ready for an outstanding practice. Pranayama, deep breathing, excellent for the lungs and respiratory system. Very good to do every day. Please start with your feet together, toes and heels touching. Body weight all the way back to the heels and stomach in. Interlace the fingers, touch your knuckles underneath the chin. Make sure chin and knuckles stay together for the entire breathing exercise. Focus one point, please, in front of you. Start, please. Inhale, breathing, elbows slowly lift up towards the ceiling. Keep your chin down, pressing into the fingers, and breathe in as much as you possibly can. Good, now exhale, breathing, open your mouth, push the chin slowly back with the knuckles. Hands come together slowly, get a nice tight grip, and elbows come together. Start again, inhale, breathing. Separate and lift up the elbows at the same pace, synchronizing with the chin down, inhale as much as you can. Exhale, breathing, H-A, steady ha sound by the throat. Little bit stronger as you get towards the end, elbows come together. Inhale, one, two, three, halfway, four, five, breathe in as much as you can, six. Exhale, breathing, one, chest up, two, three, look way back, four, try to see the wall behind you, elbows come together. Inhale again, head down. Now make sure you suck in your stomach, depressing the abdominal wall, and breathe in as much as you can so the rib cage expands. Exhale, breathing, stand nice and tall, chest up. You can open your mouth pretty wide, push the chin slowly back with the knuckles, hands come together, and elbows come together. Inhale, one, two, three, halfway, four, five, breathe in a little bit more, six. Exhale, breathing, one, look back, two, three, push the chin, four, all the way, five, suck in your stomach a little bit more, hold it. Inhale, breathing. Now, the more you suck in your stomach and the more you inhale, the more of your rib cage will expand and the more of your lungs you will use. Exhale, breathing, push the chin slowly back. Now, hips a little bit forward, just make sure there's no back bending at the waistband. Lift up the chest, stomach in. Inhale, one, two, three, halfway, four, five, keep breathing in, six. Exhale, breathing, one, look back, two, three, push the chin, four, a little bit more stomach in, five, elbows together, six. Again, please, inhale. Try to synchronize the movement exactly of the arms lifting, head coming down, and the inhale. Exhale, breathing, lift up the center of the chest. You can let the shoulders relax completely, dropping down, coming around. Get a nice tight grip, elbows touch. Inhale, one, two, three, halfway, four, five, six. Exhale, one, look back, two, three, halfway, four, five. Hands together, six, elbows together. A few more, please. Inhale. Try to take in the same amount of air on each of the six counts of the inhale. Hold at the top. Good, now exhale, breathing. Try to remove the same amount of air on each of the six counts of the exhale. A little extra strength at the end of it. Elbows together. Inhale. One, two, three. Nice sound. Four, five. Keep breathing in. Six. Exhale, breathing. One, chest up. Two, three. Look way back. Four, five. Elbows together. Six. Last one, please. Inhale. Try to make the steady sound by the throat all the way until the sixth count. Good. Now exhale, breathing, H-A. Try to make that steady sound by the throat all the way to the sixth count. Squeeze it all out. Elbows touch each other. Very good. That's enough. Arms down to the sides. One, two. Four times three is 12, plus three is 15. Awesome. Math on a screen. I was counting the squares. All right. That's great, you guys. Sarah, I'm assuming your mom is there, but if at some point you let me know, yes or no, either speech or chat, that would be great, and I'll sign your mom. And Sadri, I've got you signed in. Sorry if you couldn't book. All right, let's do second set, please. Interlace the fingers, knuckles touching underneath the chin. Now, keep the knuckles and chin together, even with a little bit of pressure is all right. Now, suck in your stomach, stand tall. Hello, Dave. Inhale, elbows slowly lift up. Just starting the second set now. Keep the chin down, pressing into the fingers. Breathe in more and more. Now exhale, breathing. Open your mouth nice and wide, please. Push the chin back with the knuckles. Chin resists the knuckles. Elbows touch. Inhale, separate and lift the elbows up. Looks good. More you suck in the stomach, try to expand the rib cage even more. Exhale, breathing. Stand tall as if you're stretching away from the heels. You are, but as if you're lifting and the heels are pressing down. Inhale, separate and lift the elbows. Bring your chin down slowly. Now, keep sucking in the stomach. Even if you have to do it 10 times on one inhale, that's fine. Exhale, head up. Good, Verna. So suck in your stomach many, many times in a row until it becomes continuous. Exhale all the air. Inhale, one, two, three, halfway, four, five. Breathe in a little bit more, six. Exhale, breathing, one. Look back, two, three. Slowly the hands come together. Five, keep exhaling right until six. Inhale, head down. Now try to take in the same amount of air for each of the six counts. And you start to get the pace, you'll know what the six counts will be. Exhale, breathing, one, two, three, look all the way back, four, five, get all the air out right on six. Inhale, head down, suck in your stomach, hold it in, rib cage expands more and more. Exhale, breathing, push the chin with the fingers. Keep the elbows nice and high away from the chest as you bring them forward and then together. Inhale, separate and lift the elbows, chin down. Keep the maximum body weight on the heels, especially at the end of the inhale. Good, now exhale, breathing. Push the chin back and hips forward, keeping the body weight on the heels, especially at the end of the exhale. Inhale, one, nice and slow, two, three, halfway, four, five, keep going, rib cage expanding, six. Exhale, one, look back, two, three, relax the shoulders, four, little extra strength, get all the air out, six. Inhale, a few more in the second set. Try to take the full six counts, please, for the chin to come all the way down, for the elbows to go all the way up. Exhale, push the head back, taking the full six counts for your head to stop moving, and the full six counts for the elbows to touch. Last one, please, inhale. Better, Cheryl, good. Elbows up, and tiny bit back, Lindsay, hold it. Exhale, push the chin, keep the body weight to the heels. Lift up the center of the chest so you're standing up so tall, even as you're exhaling. All right, that's enough, arms down to the side. Hi, Sarah. It's just you? Yes? Okay, awesome, glad to see you. Hope all is well, please give your mom a hello. All right, let's do half moon pose, everybody. Feet together nicely, toes and heels touching each other. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers. Release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Lift your chin up a little bit. Now take a deep breath, stretch up. Go right and left a few times on your own, please. When you come up through the center, push your hands up towards the ceiling to help you lift the ribs up towards the ceiling and to help you stretch the spine up towards the ceiling. All of this can come from a little strength at your hands. All right, now when you can't stretch up anymore, and come back up, please stop in the middle. Throughout the posture, maximum body weight on your heels. Middle inner thighs pressed together, stomach in. Bring the arms back and chin up, holding the stomach in. Now when you inhale, reach up one more time. Try to touch the ceiling. Begin, please. Slowly bend your upper body to the right. At the exact same time, push your hips to the left, creating a stretching sensation all over the left side of the body. Truly inside out, from bones to the skin. Now make sure as you come down, the body weight stays on your heels, hips and thighs contracted. And if you have to suck in your stomach many times in the side bending of half moon pose, that is perfectly fine. Suck it in, almost like the continuousness of the breathing. Hold the stomach in just as continuously as you are inhaling and exhaling. Never let go. Now, this will allow you to hold the posture, and holding the posture will allow you to relax. So we're trying to use the strength to create relaxation. Push your hips a little more to the left, keeping the left hip forward. A little bit more left thigh forward, round, stand tall, right knee straight. And now bring the left hip forward one more, okay. Now, bottom right shoulder comes forward a little bit, opening up the chest and rib cage. Keep the maximum body weight to the heels. You can do it, squeeze hands, take a deep breath, reach out to the right, exhale, come down, push your hips a little more to the left. Inhale, breathing, come up. Stop in the middle. Hips a little forward, weight to the heels, arms back and chin up. Now inhale, the rib cage, the arms, the hands, everything goes up towards the ceiling. Slowly bend your upper body to the left. At the same time, push your hips to the right. Maintaining the strength of the thighs squeezing together the body weight to the heels, which helps force a contraction of the hips and helps you suck in your stomach. So you notice, if you shift the weight to the heels, it makes you contract muscles so you don't fall down backwards. Come down a little bit more, keeping the weight to the heels and both hips in one line. Right hip stays forward, please. Bring the left shoulder, chest, armpit forward, opening up the chest. And now squeeze your hands and push the hands further past the head to the left side of the room, locking the elbows. Take a nice deep inhale, squeeze hands, reach to the left. Exhale, come down, suck in your stomach, push your hips to the right. Good one, Shinyi. Inhale, breathing, come up. Now for the backward bending, take a nice deep breath. Eyes always open, breathing normally. Drop your head all the way back as far as it goes. Look for the floor behind you. Now immediately bring your arms back towards your ears. Try to touch whatever you're looking at behind you on the wall. You can point towards it. Push the hands past the face and bend your total spine. Coccyx to the neck, lower spine, middle spine, and upper spine. Now take a deep breath. As you're pushing the hands further past the face, push your hips forward towards the wall in front of you. So the front of the pelvis, stomach, thighs pressing forward as you push the hands in the opposite direction. Everybody reach back, way back, go back, a little bit more back. Inhale, breathing. Slowly come up, stop in the middle. Take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. Bend your knees if needed. Put your hands on the floor in front of you. Try to keep your chin away from the chest, arms with your ears, and take your time all the way down until you touch the floor. Now, once you're touching the floor, you can do a little warm-up. Move your hips back and forth a few times. Bend the right knee, then left, right and left, right and left. Just let the upper body, especially head and neck, relax. Stomach in, please. All right, now exhale, breathing. Try to draw a giant circle on the floor with your fingertips. So your hands start out in front at the top of the circle, and they trace the circle all the way to the bottom of it. Then scoop up the heels, pinky fingers touching each other side by side. Elbows behind the legs on the calf muscles, throughout the posture. Now, if you can't grab the heel side, your fingertips underneath outsides of the feet or underneath the toes. So you can press the finger knuckles and the base of the toes down at the same time. So you roll forward, keep the body weight to the toes. If you've got the heels, pull on the heels a little bit more, stretching the body down. Everybody's stomach on the thighs, chest on the knees, face on the shins. Hold it. Exhale, push the knees back. Push the knuckles and toes down. Hold it again. Release the hands. Bring your hands back around in front of you. Interlace the fingers and come up, arms and head together. Good straight spine, Lindsay. Take a deep breath, try to touch the ceiling, and arms down to the side, shoulders relaxed. It's a special day. I see both Amy's, and they're standing next to each other, both wearing blue top and black pants. Yoga twins. I love it. All right. Second set, half moon pose. Inhale, breathing. Arms over the head sideways, please. Interlace all 10 fingers. Release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Everything at once, weight to the heels, thighs and hips contract, stomach, and inhale, push the hands up, try to touch the ceiling, begin right side bending. At the same time, push your hips to the left. Go ahead, please. Keep the maximum body weight to the heels. Now, the thing about going to your limit is we want to make it sustainable at your limit. Not hesitating, not avoiding the limit, but going right to it, figuring it out, and that will require your relaxation. It will require muscle contraction and normal breathing. So weight to the heels, thighs and hips contract. Breathe normally, suck in your stomach. Squeeze hands and reach out to the right side. When you inhale next, pick the chin up a little bit more. Right shoulder, armpit forward. Try to lock the right elbow. Good arms, Verna. Just bring the chin up a little bit higher. Now take your hands and your pelvis and push them to opposite sides of your room. Three, come down. Two, suck in your stomach. One. Inhale, breathing, come up, stop in the middle. Okay, reset. It's almost like tucking the hips, but not quite. Stomach in, weight to the heels. Inhale, go up, and left side bending, please. Try to get more body weight to the heels, Jess. Jess M. There's a few Jessicas in here, but Jess, Chicago Jess. Yeah, lean back so much with the lower body, you almost fall down backwards. It's going to make you contract some muscles. Just try your best. That's good. Push your hips to the right side, everyone, keeping the weight still on the heels. Hips and thighs contract. Now, when you find the limit, this is going to be a challenge. The limit is a challenging position to hold. You feel some stretching on the outside of the right side of the body, maybe very deep, maybe very surface. But then you squeeze hands, suck in your stomach, so you can sustain the posture, getting stretching, strength, and stillness all together. Come down, push, everybody push and push. Inhale, breathing, come up. Excellent. Take a deep breath in, full lungs. You can start to bring the whole spine back, head back, arms back, total spine backward bending. The head first and then the arms is to get used to it. But once you can do that, you can just start to go back, kind of peeling the upper body back from the head all the way down to the lower spine. So you can push the chin back and push the back of the head towards your lower spine. Good back bending, Todd. Now push the hands further past the face. Good shoulders. Exhale, push your hips, stomach, and thighs forward for five. Look further down the wall. Four. Three. Press the hands past the head. Two. A little bit more. One. Inhale, breathing. Slowly come up. All right. Take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. Go slowly. Bend your knees if you need to, but reach out. Try to touch the wall in front of you as you're getting into it. That's good, Jessica. Body weight on the toes. Yes. Yep. Take your time. Go for it. You can keep coming down. Keep coming down until you touch the floor. That will help you suck in your stomach. It will help relax the lower back. I'm calling Chicago Jess Jess and other Jessica Jessica, okay? Because you're both Jess M. It's really not helpful, guys. You should have planned that better. Okay. Grab your heels from behind. Pinky fingers touching each other side by side. I'm so glad to see both of you in the class, is the truth. Pull on the heels continuously to stretch your upper body down. Now press the abdomen to the legs. A little more knees and chest together, Ron. There. Keep sealing it off. I know you can do it. Now bring your elbows towards the back wall a little bit more. That will get less gap. It's happening. Roll forward so the body weight is to the base of all 10 toes. Now make sure no gap opens between chest and knees. When you exhale, push the elbows towards the back wall, especially your right elbow, Ron. I need the right elbow to go back 2 more inches than the left. Left elbow's back. Bring right elbow back. Suck in your stomach. Exhale, push your knees back. Lock the legs. Good. Bring the hands back around in front of you. It's coming from your left hip, Ron. The right elbow. Interlace the fingers and come up arms and head together. Isn't that fascinating? With which one, the elbow or the hip? Okay. No, but I'm saying the elbow should talk to the hip because the left hip was making that right elbow. Yeah. I think they're doing their best, to tell you the truth. Ron said they're not behaving. I think they're doing their best with what, you know, everything that's happened, right? All right. Awkward pose. Right foot step out to the right. Feet parallel to each other. Inhale, breathing. Arms up parallel to the floor. Tricep muscles contracted. All five fingers together on each hand. Take a deep breath. Exhale, suck in your stomach. Begin, please. Sit down. Feet flat position. As soon as possible, maximum body weight on your heels. If you realize it went to the toes, then you can put it on the heels. It's almost too simple. But it requires constant attention to the body parts, eventually all of them at the same time. See if you can get your hips behind you more. Suck in your stomach, tightening up. Now lift your chest up, lean your upper body back. Try to fall down backwards. One more, drop the hips in the chair. Inhale, breathing, come up. Arms stay right there. Now go ahead all the way up on the tiptoes, as high as you possibly can. Suck in your stomach, stretch your entire spine. Center of the chest and top of the head up towards the ceiling. Keep the shoulders down, but the arms energized all the way out to the fingertips. Now focus one point in front of you, and please sit right down on the tops of the toes. Push the big toes down, heels up. That's so good, Todd. Push the big toes down, knees up. Good feet. Ron, keep going, heels up. Now bring the hips up 1 inch, and bring the upper body back 1/2 inch. Good. Inhale, breathing. Come up. Feet flat for just a moment. Now for the third part of awkward pose, come up a little bit on your toes. Bring the knees together all the way. Feet do not change. Just squeeze knees and thighs together. Inhale, stretch your whole spine up towards the ceiling. Very slowly sit down. 10 counts minimum to get all the way down. Good arm, Sean. Suck in your stomach, stretch the spine straight up towards the ceiling. And just go as far as you can go at this exact moment. Not yesterday's, not tomorrow's, not an imaginary one. Just right now. Keep the knees together. Push them down and forward. Make sure when you inhale, you're lifting up the center of the chest, keeping the shoulders relaxed. Now inhale, breathing, keeping the knees together. You can come back up, leaning against the imaginary wall behind you until the feet flatten and you're standing up straight. Right foot back to the left, arms down to the side. Inhale, breathing by the nose. Smooth exhale, breathing by the nose. Second set. Right foot step out, 6 inches, please. Feet parallel to each other. I like all the activity, Rachel, at your house, and it's like fun. Arms up parallel to the floor. They can see what happens in the yoga class, right? All right, take a deep breath. Exhale, suck in your stomach. Sit down, feet flat position, maximum body weight on the heels. It's actually kind of a dream come true. You know, for years I would think, if people could just see what we do in the room, then it would be fine. They're like, oh, she's just talking and they're just moving. It's no big deal. It gets rid of all the like scary stories about, oh my gosh, she's going to yell at me. She's not going to let me leave the room. Lift your chest up a little bit more. There you go, Verna. And now drop the hips a little bit more body weight on your heels. Perfect. Inhale, breathing, come up. Stand all the way up on the tiptoes. I'm not kidding you. People have walked in and asked me, are you going to yell at me? Are you not going to let me leave the room? Stretch your whole spine up towards the ceiling. Focus one point in front of you. And now sit right down on the tops of the toes. Just 10 counts, 9. Heels up, 8. You got it, Erica, 7. You got it, 6. Push ankles forward, 5. Try again, 4. Now upper body back, Verna, 3. Hips forward, 2. Keep going, heels up. Change. Okay. Feet flat. Knees together for the third part. Inhale, stretch your whole spine up towards the ceiling and sit down. Super slow motion. The part where your body feels like it's going to drop too fast, slow it extra at that point. That is exactly where the weakness is, which is fine. We got to look exactly at where the weaknesses are so we can change them. Keep the knees together, push them down and forward. Doesn't mean it's going to be easy or quick, but it's the only way. Now, make up your mind to keep the spine straight and knees together. Come up 10, 9, 8, I'm counting fast, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. One, that's like speed counting, right? Foot to the left, arms down to the side. Not bad, huh? You could say, hey, look, I did it in 10 counts. Eagle posture. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Swing your right arm underneath the left arm. Cross again. Grab your hands in front of the face. Thumbs towards the face, pinky fingers on the outside. Now pull your elbows straight down. Suck in your stomach and sit down in the chair, please. Body weight on both heels for a moment. Upper body back, couple of inches. Stay down there. Try to only move the right leg. Lift it up over the left as high as possible. Cross your legs each other, twist like ropes. Sit down more and more, right foot behind the left calf muscle, all five toes visible from the front. If the foot is coming out or doesn't wrap yet, sit down a little bit lower. Pull your elbows down so the fingertips stay below the nose. Now you just hold it. Suck in your stomach, lift your chest up, bring your upper body back at the end. Come up, please, feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. As you exhale, left arm underneath the right arm, cross again. Grab your hands in front of the face, thumbs towards the face. Pull your elbows down, suck in your stomach, bend your knees as much as you can, weight on the heels. Upper body back, a little bit away from the thighs. Try to only move the left leg. Lift it up as high as possible. Now the pressure you create between the thighs and the pressure you have at the arms, plus time, plus your circulatory system, and if you've got some heat in there, plus heat, all of this is making the circulatory system very specific way. So you hold it as long as you can within the time of the class. Good. Come up, please. Feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Swing your right arm underneath the left arm. It's not just getting the body to a certain point and getting the stretch or the strength that happens. It's holding. Pull the elbows down, stomach, and sit down in the chair. 15 seconds of stillness. Right leg over the left. So do your best to get all the fidgets out and the wobbles out. It's fine if they come up. But then you find a place where you can squeeze arms and legs. Sit down a little more weight to the heel. Stomach and elbows down, chest up. All of this is happening at the same time. Hands, elbows, knees, and feet in one line right below your nose. Come up again. Feet together. Looked good. Inhale, arms over the head. Swing your left arm underneath the right arm. You know, part of it is mental, making the commitment. I'm going to hold still. Sit down in the chair. Body weight on the heels, upper body back. Left leg, go ahead, lift up over the right. Now, if the foot doesn't wrap, fine. If the foot does wrap, fine. Try to create pressure between the thighs, whether or not the foot is behind the calf muscle. Sit down a little more. Pull the elbows down. Now, lift your chest up so the abdomen goes up. That's it, Sean, away from the thigh. Just make sure body weight stays to the heel as you sit down in the chair. Inhale, breathing, come up, feet together. Arms over the head on an inhale. Exhale, arms down to the side. Lovely. We are moving so many things. Obvious things like your shoulder joint or your hip joints. Those are kind of obvious. But you're also stretching your arteries and squeezing your kidneys. This is a kind of movement for all those tissues. Outstanding thing to do. All right. Any questions? Everybody good? Yeah? Okay. All right. Feet together nicely, toes and heels touching each other. Take a nice inhale. As you exhale, suck in your stomach, round the spine forward, pick up your right foot in front of you. All 10 fingers included with the grip, exactly 2 inches below the toes. Standing leg solid, concrete lamppost unbroken. Distribute the weight equally all over your left foot, the same. On an inhale, very slowly, very gently, right leg lift up and stretch forward until the entire right leg is parallel to the floor. No higher and no lower. Standing leg remains locked. Take a deep breath. Kick your right heel forward away from the stomach, which is sucking in. So you create the stretch all over underneath the right leg bones to the skin. Once you can get both legs locked and balanced there comfortably, bring your elbows down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Eventually, elbows will go down below the calf muscle. Keep the body weight a little more to the toes. Kick the heel forward, suck in your stomach. Change, please. Straighten the arms. Bend your right knee. Feet together, stand tall. All right, other side. Take a nice deep breath in. Suck in your stomach. Exhale, breathing. Round forward. Pick up the left foot in front of you. All 10 fingers included underneath the foot, 2 inches below the toes. Concentrate very deeply on your standing leg. Push the knee back just until the leg is straight. Whole leg lock. So that means even the foot, ankle, and lower leg muscles contract. Whole thing, like a lamppost. Inhale, breathing, left leg, slowly, gently lift up and stretch forward. I can just see your legs, Rachel. I think you lowered it a little too much. Once the leg is up, kick the left heel forward as you suck in the stomach. Turn all 5 toes back. And once you can get both legs locked, then bring your elbows down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. That should work, Rachel, right there. Once elbows go down below the calf muscle, and first set, you can just hold it here. Stomach in, kick the heel forward. Absolutely freeze. Good. Change again. Straighten the arms. Bend the knee, feet together. Take your time, Rachel. All right. Any questions on standing head to knee pose? Okay. Any shouts of joy for how much you love it? All right. Yes? I saw something from Jess, some kind of hand signal. All right. It could have been not a thumb that was sticking up. Okay, take a deep breath. Pick up your right foot in front of you, all 10 fingers included with this grip. I have a nice big screen, but I'm at the opposite side of the room, so now I can see you more clearly. If you want to do some sign language while you're in standing head to knee, go ahead. Inhale, breathing, right leg lift up and stretch forward. Take your time, please. That's good, Yatiti. Chest up a little bit. Upper body, Sean, lift up a little more. The whole leg. I want the leg to lift up with the upper body. There, right there. A little higher. Kick the heel forward, turn the toes back. You can bring the elbows down once both legs are locked. Right there is parallel, Sean. Now keep a cramp on the top of the right thigh. Press the elbow points down. Keep the cramp on the top of the right thigh and body weight a little more to the toes for 3. Looks good, Lindsay. 2. Kick heel forward, bend the ankle back. 1. Take your time to get out of it, please. All right, last one. Feet together nicely. Take a deep breath. Exhale, stomach and round the spine forward. Pick up your left foot in front of you, all 10 fingers included with your grip, just 2 inches below the toes. Now, I want you to push the whole right foot firmly to the floor so you feel the entire leg, including the foot, including the ankle, including all around the hip joint, contracted, locked, unbroken. Inhale, left leg lift up, and you can go ahead each of the 4 parts in the second set. Once you get both legs locked, then you can press elbow points down. Once the elbows go down below the calf muscle, suck in your stomach a little bit more. Tuck your chin to the chest very gently. Put your forehead on the knee. Take your time to come up, please. Feet together, arms down to the sides. All right, standing bow pulling pose is next. Bring your right hand up in front of you. Palm facing the ceiling, elbow touching the body. Reach out to your right. Grab your right ankle from the inside. All 5 fingers together. Left arm slides up in front of you, then straight up towards the ceiling, palm facing forward. Take a deep breath. Stretch the entire left side of the body up. Begin. Charge your upper body forward on the left side, keeping the standing leg locked. Try to touch the mirror at your eye level. Good, Ron. Now kick the right leg straight back behind you and then up towards the ceiling. So you push the knee back initially and then push the knee and thigh, the right foot and right hand up towards the ceiling. Now keeping the standing leg locked, you can come down even more from the left hip joint until your abdomen is parallel to the floor. That's good coming down, Sean. Now stretch forward and kick up without coming down anymore. So isolate those actions, stretching forward and kicking up without moving left hip joint. Come down and kick. Take a deep breath, right shoulder back and kick. Body down, stretch forward, kick up one more time at the end. Change. Feet together, arms down to the sides. All right, other side. Left hand up in front of you, palm up. Reach out to the left, hold the ankle from the inside. All five fingers together. Bring the right arm up in front of you. And then touching with the ear, please. Try to keep the arm in contact with the head. Right now you have bicep with the ear. It's going to become shoulder to the chin, both arm and head. Go ahead. Stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Begin. Charge your upper body forward on the right side. Simultaneously, push the left knee back and then kick straight up towards the ceiling, keeping the standing leg locked. And the body weight more to the base of the toes, please, than the heel. So charging forward brings the body weight all the way forward. Then you kick back and up to balance the charging forward. Keeping the standing leg locked, bring your upper body down from the right hip joint. But make sure you still stretch and kick when you bring the body down. You want all three things happening. Most of the strength in the stretch and kick coming down is mostly just deciding to and find the limit. It's good, say, to retwist your upper body, everybody. Left shoulder back, right shoulder forward. Good, Erica, kick up just a little more. Change, please. Feet together. Arms down to the sides. Very nice. Second set, standing bow pulling. Bring your right hand up in front of you, palm up. Reach it out and grab the ankle. You can bring the left arm up anytime. The main thing is you get the setup position for a moment. Now, when you inhale, stretch the entire left side of the body up. Try to touch the ceiling. Then charge forward for 20 counts. Begin, 19. 18, look straight ahead, 17. 16, take a deep breath, 15. Breathing by the nose, 14. 13, relax your right arm, Jess, for 12. Let it go back behind you, 11, and kick up, 10. 9, that was it, 8. Do it again, 7. 6, charge forward and kick, 5. 4, kick the leg up, Ron, 3, all the way up. 2, until you feel a little squeeze at the right side of your waistband, 1. Nice, change. Did you see your foot? When's the last time you saw your foot go over your head? He said, yes, absolutely. Oh, you did see it last time. Have you been seeing it? Oh, well, that's awesome. Is that good? Yes. He's like, whatever. Is that a good thing? Oh, that's yes, cartoon figures do have their legs over their head. Yes. Ron's going to try to be like the cartoons that kick over their head. Left hand up, turn it out. Grab the ankle from the inside. Do people know how much fun we have? It's kind of weird fun, though. I don't know if we can translate it. Right arm up in front of you, palm facing the mirror. All right, take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. Go ahead for 20 counts. Charge forward, 19. Good, Lindsay, 18. Kick continuously, 17. 16. Take a deep breath, 15. 14. 13. At some point, 12, you're going to feel a nice squeeze, 11, at the left side waistband, 10, right at the kidney, actually, 9. Come down and kick, 8. 7, take a deep breath, 6, charge forward, 5, 4, body down and kick, 3, charge forward and kick, 2, all three things, body down, stretch forward, kick up, 1. Great. Feet together, arms down. Balancing stick poses next. You can step to the back of your mat, feet together nicely. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers. Release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Keep your chin up so your neck would be visible. Anyone looking at your face could see your whole neck. Step forward onto the right foot. Lock both legs, left toes pointed. Bring your upper body down and left leg up halfway. All the way would be touching the floor and foot straight up towards the ceiling. You just go halfway until the body looks like a capital letter T. Chin forward, look forward, charge forward so the body weight is more to the base of the toes than the heels. Stretch forward, try to touch the wall in front of you. Inhale, come up. Nice work. Chin up, arms with the ears. Step onto the left foot. Good chin up, Sarah. Take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. Then come down Upper body down halfway and leg up halfway. Sole of the foot facing the ceiling. Good, Erica. More body weight to the base of the toes. Charge forward. Reach forward. Stomach in. So you can bring the right hip down and forward. Suck in the stomach on the left. Bring the right hip down. Suck in your stomach. Stretch. And stretch and change. Come up. Feet together. Take a deep breath. Arms down to the sides. Second set. Inhale, breathing. Arms over the head sideways. Get your grip, please. All 10 fingers. Then release the pointer fingers. Thumbs stay crossed. Now, suck in your stomach. Take a deep breath. Stand on your right foot, please. Before you come down, I want you to go up. Inhale, try to touch the ceiling. Bring your upper body down. Contract the muscles of the lower right abdomen. In other words, suck in your stomach close to the right hip so you can bring the left hip down and forward. One day, both butt cheeks will be the same distance from the ceiling. Stretch, everybody, stretch and stretch. Inhale, breathing, come up. Last one, chin up, arms back. Stand on your left foot. Before you come forward, I want you to inhale, try to touch the ceiling, stomach in, come down. You've prepared for this posture so well with half moon pose especially, but also both balancing postures. Come down, leg up, stretch forward, leg up. Take your hands and your back foot, push them in opposite directions. Change, come up, feet together. Good one, Todd. Take a deep breath and arms down to the side. Standing separate leg stretching poses next. You can step to the left side of the mat. Feet together nicely. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Hands, palms together. Right foot, take a big step to your right. Arms down immediately parallel to the floor. Make sure your heels are in one line and feet slightly turned in. Lock both legs. Take a deep breath. Stretch your spine up towards the ceiling and then forward. Keep your arms out to the side walls. You're coming straight down in the middle, Jessica. You're going to the one after triangle. That's okay. This one. Yeah, legs wide, 4 feet apart. Come forward. Yeah. All right. Now, when you can't get any further, grab the heels from the outside if you can reach them, but keep the legs locked and pull on the heels to stretch your upper body down. If you can't quite grab there, Dave, it looks really good. Then you can grab either outsides of the feet underneath the toes or hands on the floor in front of you. Pull on the heels once you have them to stretch the body down. If you have the hands anywhere else, just push the knuckles and the base of the toes down, keeping the legs locked, and you just stretch the body down as much as you can. Now bring your arms out sideways, head up. Take your time to stand. Right foot back to the left foot, arms over the head. Nice inhale. Arms down to the side, exhaling smoothly. If you feel like you need more oxygen, guess what? Breathe slowly, not faster. Second set. Inhale, arms over the head sideways. Right foot step out to the right, a big step. Arms parallel to the floor. You can take a slightly wider step if you did not touch the head to the floor. Good arms, Carolyn. Inhale, stretch the spine up and forward. Go ahead. And then straight out and then eventually down towards the floor. Keep the arms activated, energized. And then when you can't go any further with the spine, put your hands down to the feet or the floor. Keep the kneecaps lifted, even the upper thigh quadriceps. Not even lower thigh, but also upper thigh. Whole thing locked. Push the knuckles and the base of the toes down. Okay, Dave, this is very good where your arms and legs have ended. I just want you to lengthen the spine. So take the breastbone and the hairline and push them out towards basically the bottom of that couch cushion. That's the direction that's going to lengthen the spine. Now, while you're doing that, push the knuckles and the toes down, suck in your stomach, and just hang out. That is so good. Perfect spine. All right, arms out to the sides, head up. Inhale, right foot back to the left, arms over the head, and arms down to the side. Thank you to your couch, Dave, very much. I'm glad it's there. Next is triangle posture. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Take a big step to your right, arms down parallel to the floor, palms facing down. Take a deep breath. Push your hips and pelvis forward as much as they go, arms way back. And inhale, lift up the center of the chest. Turn your right foot all the way out to the right. As soon as your foot is turned, sit down. Bend your right knee. You can bounce a couple of times. Make sure you're sitting down low enough. That's it. Keep the straight leg locked. Now, one more. Hips forward, arms back. Tilt your upper body to the right. Right arm down, left arm up. Both palms facing the mirror. Push your knee back with help of the elbow. Elbow straight, wrist straight. Aiming between your big toe and second toe. And twist your neck, please. Chin to the left shoulder. That's good, Todd. Keep sucking in the stomach as you inhale. Slow down the breathing a little bit. Sit down a little more, everybody. Try to touch the toes. Bring the back of the head just over the bottom shoulder. Then take a deep breath. Stretch your top arm up, bottom arm down, hips down and forward. Try to touch your toes. Inhale, breathing, come up. Stop in the middle. Turn the right toes forward. Take a deep breath. Push both hips forward a lot, arms way back. Inhale, lift up the center of the chest. Turn your left toes all the way out, please, and sit down. That looks good, Shani. Sit down all the way till the thighs parallel to the floor. Keep right leg locked, right foot flat. Now one more, hips forward, arms back. Begin, please. Tilt your upper body to the left. Arms in one vertical line. Two hands in one line. Two shoulders in one line. Turn your head, chin to the right shoulder. So you can sweep the ponytail part of your head over the bottom shoulder. Now make sure the bent leg foot, you push down to the floor so strongly. It's like it's going through the floor. So you can keep the upper body lifted. Big gap triangle between left thigh and left shoulder. Now as you're pushing the left knee back, bring the left shoulder, armpit, chest forward, opening up the chest. Kind of like half moon pose, like a flower petal blooming. Inhale, breathing, come up. Left toes in. Feet back to the place, arms over the head, and arms down to the side. Do we have any birthdays? All right. How about second set then? Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Right foot step out to the right. Big, big step, arms parallel to the floor. Inhale, push both hips forward, arms back. Inhale, lift up center of the chest, turn your right foot out. Sit down all the way. Spine straight in the middle. That's it, Shani. Drop the hips a little bit straight down. That's a perfect step with the legs. Now palms forward, chin to the left shoulder. Go. Push the chin with the shoulder. Shani, it's very good. You can sit down a little more. Just make sure you're pushing the right foot so firmly to the floor and the straight leg is locked. Now take the top of the head and your whole upper body, Shani, and stretch it out to the right side of your room. That's good. Now, everybody, as you're pushing the right knee back, bring the right chest, rib cage forward. Stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Sit down and touch your toes. Inhale, come up. Shani, that's a good one. Something cool is happening there. Take a deep breath. Both feet pointing forward. Push the hips forward. Arms back. Don't miss out on the number four. Set up. Lift up your chest. Turn the left toes all the way out. I know it's the fourth one. I know it's not easy. Sit down in the chair. Keep the spine straight in the middle. Now palms forward, chin to the right shoulder, begin. Push the chin with the right shoulder. You will get stronger. It's just a matter of adding a few techniques, pushing the left foot as if through the floor so you can keep the upper body hoisted up above the left thigh. That's it, Jessica. As the joints allow you to sit down more and more until you touch between the big and second toe, but the elbow never goes below the knee. All right, now push the left knee back, Todd. Bring the left chest forward. Push the left knee back. Bring the left shoulder forward. Sit down and touch the toes, everybody. All right, come up. Left toes turn in. Right foot back to the left, arms over the head. Arms down to the side. Absolutely beautiful, outstanding. Standing separate leg, head to knee pose. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Palms together, just cross your thumbs, please. Take a 3 or more foot step to your right. So 3 foot minimum. Turn on your heels to face the right side of the room. Turn your back foot in at a 45 degree angle and the left hip forward so both hips are in one line. Inhale, try to touch the ceiling. Now begin, tuck your chin to the chest. Look at your stomach. Exhale, breathing, round the spine from the top all the way to the bottom. Exhale, breathing, forehead to your right knee. If you cannot get the forehead to the knee, and you've tried everything with the forward bending, then bend your right knee until it touches the forehead. There's nothing wrong with it, but just make sure you try the maximum effort of flexing the trunk or rounding the spine, and then you bend the knee. Push your fingertips into the floor, wrists and elbows straight. Throughout the posture, keep your back leg locked, back heel flat on the floor. Just a little more body weight to the front foot. Hips are good, Ron. See if you can bring the left hip forward, Kate. It's happening. Left hip, there you go. Keep doing that, and now hold it. Squeeze inner thighs towards each other, pressing both feet into the floor. Now, keeping the chin tucked, straighten the front leg. Lock it, and then slowly come up, keeping the left hip forward. That's a lot to do, isn't it? Turn all the way around. Face the opposite wall. Turn your back foot in at a 45 degree angle, right hip forward. So try to get the hips exactly facing me. Burn a little more, there you go. Inhale, go up, try to touch the ceiling and start from the neck, tuck your chin to the chest. Look at the chest or torso, not the floor or the foot, please. Do as much as you can forward bending. If the forehead still doesn't touch the knee, bend your knee up a little bit. So you have maximum compression of the throat. And make sure you're tucking the chin straight down. Please do not turn or twist the head to get a certain part of the forehead to a certain part of the knee. Just tuck the chin straight down. Now push your fingertips into the floor. Wrists and elbows locked. Back leg locked. Back heel pressing on the floor. Now lock the front leg a couple of times. Inhale, breathing, come up. Keeping the chin tucked. Arms and head are the last thing out of it. Good. Once you're up all the way, turn and face the front. Right foot to the left and arms down to the sides. Second set. Standing, separate leg, head to knee pose. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Palms together, cross your thumbs. Right foot step out, please. 3 foot minimum. Inhale, try to touch the ceiling. Lift your toes, turn on the heels to the right. Get your hips in one line. Inhale, stretch up once more. Try to touch the ceiling. Begin from the neck. Tuck your chin to the chest. Good, Jess. Good chin to the chest. Now push the fingertips out away from the top of the head. Pass the head further and further. Good, Sadri. Very good control, you guys. Back leg locked, back heel flat. That's a good wide step, both Amy's. Now hold the posture. You're in it. You have the forehead to the knee. You're balancing. A lot is happening inside the body. Just be there. All right, now lock the front leg, slowly come up. Keep the chin tucked. Head and arms are the last thing out of the posture, then turn all the way around, face the opposite wall. If it's not causing you injury pain, Jessica, I would take much bigger step. As much as you can tolerate, it's okay if it's hard to balance. All right, try that. Tuck your chin to the chest. That's a good start. Look at your stomach, exhale, breathing, round the spine forward. Now, it might make it a little harder at first to get into with the wide step, but ultimately, it's going to give you more room to get the head to the knee, and it's going to strengthen the muscles of balance much better with the bigger step. So you only benefit from taking the wider one, even though at first it might seem like, well, nothing's happening. Oh, something's definitely happening. Push the fingertips into the floor. Now try to get the right hip down and forward, Kate. Left hip up a little bit. Yeah, bend your front knee a little bit, Kate, so you can control the hips. Just keep trying. Okay, that's down a little bit. Now bring the right hip forward towards the wall in front of you. Hold it. Okay, right there. Squeeze and hold. Everybody take your time to change. Lock the front leg. Inhale and come up. Chin stays tucked. That looks so nice, you guys. Head and arms up. Last turn and face the front. Right foot back to the left and arms down to the sides. Great. Okay, now we have tree pose. You can start on your mat where you started the class. Feet together nicely. Shift your body weight to the left foot. Pick your right foot up as high as it will go, grabbing the front of your ankle with the right hand and underneath at the toes with your left. Bring your heel to the top of the thigh, sole of the foot facing the ceiling. And once it goes all the way up there, very slowly, very gently bring the right knee down and back to get two knees in one line from the side. At the same time, hips forward, stomach in, standing leg locked. When you inhale, stretch your entire spine, center of the chest, and top of the head up towards the ceiling. Shoulders stay relaxed, please. You can bring the right hand in front of the chest. If the foot does not slip, bring the left hand up, palms together. If the foot slips or slides at all, or if you have to stick your butt out to keep the foot up there, please hold the foot, push the hips forward, stand up tall. Good change, please. Right foot down and arms down for a moment. Left leg lift up. Bring your heel as high as it will go on the right thigh, sole of the foot facing the ceiling. You could try, Shinny, to bring the heel more into the center line of the body underneath breastbone. There you go. All right. And keep it there. Slowly, very gently, bring the left knee down and back, always being gentle with the knee, never forcing the knee. Now, standing leg lock, just like in the other balancing postures, is strong, concrete, like a lamppost. Go ahead with the hands, first the left, and at some point, right hand can come up. Hips look nice and level, Lindsay. Second your stomach. Try to stand, everybody, a little bit taller. Change again. Left foot down and arms down for a moment. Now for toe stand, take a nice inhale. Right leg lift up. Slowly exhale. Bring your heel as high as it will go on the left thigh. Now, If the heel is comfortably at the top 5 or 6 inches of your thigh, then you can start toe stand. If it's not there yet, just wait for it to be ready. Come forward with the standing leg straight until you can touch the floor with both hands. Shift your body weight to the fingertips and lower your hips down towards the heel. Once you can sit down comfortably, bring your arms around to the sides of the body, balancing on the fingertips. Right toes point to your left, right knee down, to get two knees in one line parallel to the floor. And stretch your entire spine, center of the chest and top of the head up towards the ceiling. Once you can balance with the spine straight, bring your left hand in front of the chest. And if you can still balance there, bring the right hand up, palms together, hold the stomach in, breathing always normal. Hands to the floor in front of you, please. Push your hips up. Grab the foot if you need to finish tree pose, looking straight ahead. Tree pose, change. Right foot down, arms down. Inhale, breathing left leg, lift up. Bring your heel as high as it will go. If it stays comfortably at the top of the thigh, then slowly, very gently, upper body forward, keeping the standing leg straight. Once you can touch the floor, body weight to the fingertips, lower your hips down just as much as you can. And once you can get all the way down there, bring your arms around to the sides of the body, balancing on the fingertips. Now left toes point to your right, left knee down to get two knees in one line parallel to the floor. Before you bring the hands up, get the spine perfectly straight, abdominal wall depressed, breastbone lifted and shoulders down. Then all you do is bring a hand up, bend an elbow, and bring the other hand up. Take your time to come up, toe stand, hands to the floor. Push your hips up, stand up in tree pose. You can grab the foot so you finish a nice tree pose at the end. Excellent, please change. Left foot down, arms down to the sides. Okay, everybody, time for Savasana. If you can just lower your camera angles a bit so I can see your mat. If at all possible, I'd like to see the side edge, the long edge of your mat. If that is not possible, diagonal view is second best. Third best is I can see the short edge, the head edge of your mat. That's also fine. The more of your spine that I can see from the side, the more I can help you. All right, so then relax on your back, heels touching each other. That looks pretty good, Jessica. Yeah, just turn it a little bit. Okay, I think I can see most of it. The other way, away from the door. I want to see less of the mirror and more of your, there, perfect. Thank you so much. Breathe in smoothly by your nose, everybody. Yep, that's great. And exhale smoothly by your nose. Rachel, I lost your video quite a while ago. If you don't mind, I don't mind, but if you want to try to get it to work, you might just have to leave the meeting and come back in. Oh, great. Try leaving and coming back. I'm not sure, and maybe it'll work. I'll let you in. Couple more smooth inhales and smooth exhales. Again, if you feel like you need more oxygen or satisfaction from your breathing, just slow it down a little bit more. Just a little bit. All right, everyone, let's begin wind removing pose. Right leg lift up. Grab the leg exactly 2 inches below the knee, interlacing all 10 fingers, thumbs crossed. Pull your right knee towards the right shoulder, avoiding the rib cage. Elbows in close to the sides of the body. If the left calf muscle is not touching the floor, flex the left foot back from the ankle. Now suck in your stomach and slowly bring your chin down towards your chest. So eventually, the back of your neck is flat on the floor. Keep pulling, absolutely freeze. Change, right leg lower down and arms down for a moment. Left leg lift up. Interlace your fingers deeply, cross your thumbs, grab the leg 2 inches below your knee and start to pull. Make sure the pulling is continuous. If the right calf muscle is not touching the floor, flex your right foot back from the ankle. Looks good, Erica. Now suck in your stomach, bring the chin down. See if you can bring the right shoulder, Verna, to the floor a little bit. There you go. So elbows are in close to the sides of the body. And elbows close to the same distance from the floor. So roll to the right a little bit, right elbow down, right shoulder down, freeze. Change. Left leg lower down, arms down for a moment. Now immediately both knees up into the chest. Grab for your elbows, each other. Get a nice tight grip, compact position. Feet side by side, ankles uncrossed. Suck in your stomach and slowly bring the chin down towards your chest. You don't need to tug or pull. Just get your grip, hold it. Stomach in, chin down. And then you stay here, holding the stillness. A lot is happening while you do this. Change. Arms and legs down. Heels together, palms up. Inhale, breathing. Exhale, breathing. Either way is fine, Rachel. That's good. Second set. Wind removing pose, please. Right leg lift up. Interlace the fingers deeply. Cross your thumbs. Pull your knee. Tuck your chin. And now you have more time in wind removing pose. You were just here, so there's a kind of physical memory. There's a kind of mental memory of what you just did, so you can have more time in stillness. Now, you can keep pulling. As long as there's no pain or sharp pinch in the hip, you can pull and freeze. Change. Right leg down, arms down. Go ahead, other side. Left leg lift up, interlacing the fingers, thumbs cross. Pull your knee to the left shoulder. Try to keep both shoulders on the floor, so keep the upper body to the right a little bit, right shoulder, right upper back on the floor. Bring the chin down slowly enough so it stays down. Pull and freeze. Don't even blink your eyes. You don't need to when you're looking down towards the chest. Very nice. Change again. Left leg down, arms down immediately. Try to bring the legs up together. Grab your elbows, each other. Nice tight grip, compact position. Bring your head back to the floor if you needed to lift it. Now, whatever you're grabbing, whether it's the elbows or your fingers or something between the hands, you still have this wonderful internal pressure created, massage created, tourniquet created in the abdomen. Slowly bring the chin down, keeping the shoulders away from the ears, please. And you hold complete stillness, not only physical stillness, but your mind is one-pointed focus on everything you're doing right now. Change. Arms and legs down. Heels together. I'd like to do a straw poll. You can not participate if you want, but I'm just curious because last night I did an emergency wind removing pose on myself. It didn't solve the problem I was having, but I was just wondering if anybody has ever done wind removing pose on themselves sometime in their life outside of the class. You don't have to tell me exactly why. Oh, look at that, about half of you. Isn't that cool? You can do it. I invite you to use it. Teach your kids wind removing pose if they're having some digestive something, whether upper or lower. I've had it work on both for mild to moderate stuff going on. It's pretty cool. Just make sure you're on a fairly hard surface, not a waterbed, okay? All right, let's do a sit-up. Feet together, flex, arms over the head, cross your thumbs, take a deep breath in, hold it in. Sit up, grab the toes, exhale, breathing, head to the knees. All right, cobra pose, turn around. I had to do it on myself last night. It was intense, it didn't work. It's the first time I've done wind removing when I need it and it did not help. Anyway, hands underneath the chest. But I've never had I had intense pain in my abdomen. It went away after about 30 minutes, but every other time wind removing pose works, so I would trust it for most situations. Legs and feet together, hips contracted. Now inhale, breathing, go ahead. Lift your upper body up, pressing the palms down. All right, now keep your elbows in close to the sides of the body. No gap underneath the fingers, press them firmly down. Now lift up upper body a little more so everything above the belly button is in the air. Very good, Amy F. Now inhale, push the chin up, push the collarbones in front of the neck up, look for the wall behind you. Change. Bring your chin on the floor. Rachel, you have company. Bring your arms down next to you. Turn your head to the right. I think your new puppy and Archer, Erica's cat, are conspiring. Let's crawl all over the mat and the person doing that stuff while they're doing that stuff. Second set. Chin on the floor, hands underneath the chest, all 10 fingers pointing straight ahead. Not too high, not too low. Middle fingertips right in line with the tops of the shoulders, not sticking up. Okay. Now squeeze your legs together from the inner thighs all the way down to feet and heels. Looks good, Jessica. Legs stay locked just like that. Inhale, press the palms down, lift your upper body up. Come all the way up, you guys. All the way up, meaning everything above the belly button off the floor. Now, elbows in. Stretch your elbows down and back towards the hips. Hello, Maisie, my friend. Look up towards the ceiling. Now take the back of your head and push it towards your lower spine. Backward bending, little bit higher in the spine. So nice. Change, please. Bring the chin on the floor. Arms down next to you. And turn your head to the left. Apparently Maisie's in on it, too. I like how when you're both up in Cobra Pose. Oh, look, there's a free spot there where their head used to be. I wonder what it's like. All right, let's do Locust Pose. And Shinyi's cat, I swear, they are all doing something. All the animals are hanging out right now. Turn your hands over, palms down. Bring your arms underneath the body. Pinky fingers touching each other side by side. Chin on the floor, look forward. Now lock the right leg, point your toes, begin right leg lift up, come up to a 45 degree angle, half of 90. Push the hands down, push your arms down all the way up to the shoulders, bring the leg up a little bit higher, absolutely freeze. Nice one, change, right leg down, arms down. Keep the chin all the way forward, lock your left leg and lift it, please. Knee straight, toes pointed, come up to a 45 degree angle. Push the hands down to bring the leg higher. That's good, Amy. Keep it up there. And push the hands down to shift more body weight towards shoulders and neck. Change. Left leg lower down. Now turn your head in so the mouth is on the towel. Take a moment. Readjust the arms. A little bit straighter, closer to each other, or both. Now inhale, breathing. Both legs lift up. Everybody come up. Everybody lift up without bending the knees. Push your hands down. Bring the legs up. Push your hands down, come up a little bit higher. Everybody lift up, thighs squeezing together, come up. Change, lower the legs. Once the legs are down, take your arms out and please turn your head to the right. Big toes touching each other, let the heels separate. Second set, locust. Hands, palms down, arms underneath the body and chin forward. You can do those things all at once, or you can do them separately. Anyway, you'll end up in the starting position here, neck flat as possible on the floor, palms, elbows, and shoulders pressing down. Now lock your right leg, lift up for 10 counts, begin 9, 8, knees straight, 7, 6, hold it there, 5, absolutely freeze for 3, 2, lift up the thigh, 1, change right leg down. See if the chin will go forward. Sometimes it drifts back. So neck flat, lock the left leg, come up 10, 9, knees straight, 8, 7, you got it, Kate, 6, upper thigh lift up, 5, now hold it, 4, hold it, 3, hold it, 2, lift up one more, change, so nice. Mouth on the towel, please take a moment. Make sure the breathing is smooth. Now keep the breathing steady. Both legs lift up, 10 counts, 9, looks good, Verna, 8, thighs up, 7, 6, legs together, 5, 4, hoist the legs up, 3, little bit of momentum is fine, lift up, 1, change again. Once the legs are down, take your arms out, turn your head to the left. Full locust poses next, chin on the floor, bring your arms out to the sides like airplane wings, all 5 fingers together. On each hand, thumbs with index fingers. Now bring your legs all the way together. So from the thighs down to the feet and heels, you have only one leg. Inhale, breathing, lift everything up. Arms, head, chest, and legs, everybody lift up until only the hip bones are touching the floor. Bring your arms up, head up, neck up, everything lifting on the upper body until the fingertips are in line with top of the head. Bring your legs up a little bit higher. So right now, that's it, Todd, you feel less of your thighs on the floor, knees straight, toes pointed. Everyone take a deep breath and on a slow exhale, lift everything up once more. Then you can come down when you're done with that. Chin on the floor, arms down next to you. Turn your head to the right. Very nice. Up until last week, that last exhale, you know, you take one more exhale, come up on the exhale. I always was exhaling super fast, getting it over with, going up at the end. But I've been trying to exhale more slowly in general and in the class, and I realized, you know, how about that one? So I've been exhaling for a good 3-4 seconds on the last come up. It's kind of nice. You can try it. Chin on the floor. Bring your arms out to the sides like airplane wings. Legs and feet together. Inhale, lift everything up. I'll give you 15. Look up, 14. 13, lift the face, 12, chin up, 11. Good arms up, Dave, 10. 9, look up, 8. 7, notice the breathing pattern, 6, legs up, 5. 4, take a nice inhale, 3. 2, exhale slowly, come up until you're done exhaling, and when you're finished with it, come down. Arms down next to you, turn your head to the left. Bow pose is next. On your asana, chin on the floor, bend your knees, hold your feet from the outside, all 5 fingers together on each hand, thumbs with index fingers, 6 inches between your knees and 6 inches between your feet. Make sure you grip nice and tight on the feet, wrists straight, shoulders relaxed. Inhale, breathing, start please, kick up without intermission. Push your knees and thighs up off the floor. You can look up towards the ceiling, lift up your chin, lift up the face, lift up the chest, but kick up a little bit more. That's it, Rachel. You can stay forward on the abdomen, or you can roll back once on the thighs and then roll forward onto the abdomen. Now kick up a little more, everybody. Knees half inch closer to each other. Push the hands and feet up, knees and ribs up. Change. Come down. Chin and knees down, arms down. Turn your head to the right. Ron, your legs are really getting off the floor. You probably know that. No, you didn't know that? Well, they are. I mean, for a while, you weren't grabbing your feet at all. And then for a while, you're grabbing your feet, and that was it, right? Yeah? No? Legs are up. All right, second set. Chin on the floor. Bend your knees. Hold the feet. And that's good news for so many things. For the shoulders, for the spine, for the hips, for the knees. It's like many, many good signals here. Keep the breathing steady, kick up and look up. Start, please. Now, you can go slowly. You don't have to get all the way there in 2, you know, split seconds, but kick the whole time. All right, so you get to the point. Very good, Jess. Keep rolling. Keep the body weight forward. If you get to a point where you feel a little cramp on the upper thigh, on the front of it, that is excellent. Keep kicking. Don't stop kicking. Now, lift the chin up and look up. Lift the chest up. Bring your knees up. It's adorable, Rachel. Keep kicking all the way. Change. Lower everything down, chin and knees to the floor. Bring your arms down and turn your head to the left. I thought we were going to have like a circus jump through the hoop situation there, Rachel. Hey, buddy, how you doing? All right, fixed firm poses. Next, come up to the top of the mat, please. Sit on your heels for a moment, knees and feet together. Lift your hips up and you can start, please. Lower the hips down between your heels. Just make sure the feet point straight back. If the knees are all right and you're sitting all the way down, then you go back, hands on the soles of the feet, thumbs on the outside. Lean back onto the elbows one at a time. Top of the head, back of the head, eventually shoulders and whole upper body relax on the floor. Once you're back there, bring your arms over the head, grab your elbows each other. Pull your forearms into the ground and tuck your chin towards the chest. Look down the center line of the body so the back of your neck is eventually flat on the floor. If the knees feel all right, you can bring the knees back together. Just make sure the knees never come up. Bring your hands to the soles of the feet. With help of the elbows, come back up in the middle. Chest up, spine straight. Chin down last. Good. Turn around. Relax on your back. Feet together, flex, lock your legs, arms over the head, inhale, breathing. Sit up, grab the toes. Exhale, head to the knees. All right, let's do second set. Sit on the heels, knees and feet together. You can start the posture. Lower the hips down and then go back. Elbows first, head and then shoulders. Grab your elbows, bring them over the head. Chin down towards your chest. Lift the chest and abdomen up so you get a nice backward bend. The shoulders, hips, knees, and feet are on the floor, but the middle and lower spine are up, lifted in a backward bend. Hands to the soles of the feet with help of the elbows. Come up in the middle, chest up, spine straight. Chin comes down last. Very nice. Turn around, relax on your back. Feet together, flex, lock your legs, arms over the head. Inhale as much as you can, hold it, sit up, then exhale very quickly and forcefully as you bring the head to the knees. All right, it's fine to bend the knees if you need to. Let's do half tortoise posture. Sit on the heels, knees and feet together. Spine straight in the middle, stomach in. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, just cross your thumbs. Take a deep breath, try to touch the ceiling, suck in your stomach, bring the upper body forward. Press the hips down to the heels the whole time. Try not to let them come up. Forehead to the floor. Side edges of the pinky fingers touching the floor. Wrists in the air. So press the palms together, thumbs crossed. Inhale, slide the hands forward. Or walk them right, left towards the front edge of the mat. Holding the stomach and stay in the posture. Take a few deep breaths, expanding the rib cage. Excellent for using the lower parts of your lungs. Inhale, lift everything up together, arms, head, neck, and spine all as one. Nice and straight. Try to touch the ceiling. Arms down to the sides. Turn around, relax on your back. Feet together, flex, lock your legs, arms over the head. Inhale, sit up. Exhale, head to the knees. All right, second set, F tortoise posture. Sit on the heels, knees and feet together, spine straight. Now I want you to suck in your stomach and similarly to tailbone down, almost tucking the pelvis, push the hips down, arms over the head, cross your thumbs, palms together. Keeping the pelvis almost like tucked, all right? Stretch up, try to touch the ceiling and come forward. So a little bit, yeah. Rachel, can you do that again? Can you come up just, Rachel? Everyone else is fine. At the beginning part here, Rachel, I want you to almost tuck the pelvis, stomach in, and then come forward. Yeah, like that. Now try to hold it like that and come forward. It will be harder, and you probably won't hold it the whole way forward. But just start with it. That's better. And hold it as long as you can. Good. Pinky fingers to the floor. Wrists in the air. See if you can slide the hands forward, Sarah, a little bit so the elbows straighten a little more. Shoulder blades, scapula. Wonderful kind of floating, gliding bones. Come forward towards the edge of the mat. Inhale, lift your arms, head, neck, everything up together. And arms down to the sides. Turn around, relax on your back. Feet together, flex, arms overhead, inhale, breathing. Sit up. Exhale. Camel pose, Ustrasana. Stand up on the knees at the top of the mat, 6 inches between your knees and 6 inches between your feet. Now make sure the breathing is super smooth and calm. Put your hands on the hips or the lower spine, fingers pointing down. Take a deep breath, push your hips forward. Lift the chest and chin up and go ahead backwards, dropping the head back, or you can go slowly back. The total spine bending, lower spine, middle spine, and upper spine. When you cannot bend any more of your spine, right hand only, grab the right heel. Thumb on the outside, 4 fingers inside, then left hand down, grab the heel, thumb outside, 4 fingers inside, a full palm grip on each heel. Inhale, breathing. Then exhale, push your hips forward. Push your stomach forward. Push your thighs forward without intermission. Keep the breathing smooth. Little more thighs forward, Verna. Keep pushing hips forward and look all the way back and down for the floor behind you. Bring the hands up one at a time, please. Inhale, push your hips forward. Lift up the chest, spine straight, chin down. Great. Turn around, relax on your back. Feet together flexed, legs locked, arms over the head. Inhale, sit up. Exhale, all of it, double jerk head to the knees. All right, second set, camel posture. Stand up on the knees. Keep the breathing very smooth while you're turning around. Bring your hands up on the back, as high as they'll go, fingers pointing down. Now inhale, start the back bend. Push the knees and feet down, lift the chest and chin up. Go ahead, hips forward at the same time. Bend as much of your spine as much as it will bend. So the total spine bends, then hands down one at a time. Full palm grip on each heel. So seal it totally, no gap between. Push the palms into the heels, but push your hips forward so you also feel a pulling on the heels. That's good, Dave. Push the face back so you feel the skin stretch in between collarbones and chin. Everyone, hips forward, keep pushing. Don't stop pushing. Now keep the head, neck, and spine where they are. Bring the hands up one at a time. Inhale, push the hips forward, chest up, straighten up in the middle, chin down. Excellent. Turn around, relax on your back. I have this thought in my mind about learning how to tolerate certain situations. I heard a really interesting kind of Q&A interview with a gentleman who teaches breathing, actually. He was talking about just mask wearing in general and breathing and learning to tolerate, training yourself to tolerate a slightly higher CO2 environment. And it's totally possible, it turns out. A lot of people are like, oh my gosh, right? I can't breathe with a mask. Well, at first, yeah, I get it. It's different. But if you can, on a regular basis, slow down your breathing, you can train your system to be quite okay with just a little bit more CO2 in the air. It's not that much. It's a little bit. And sometimes it's noticeable. But it's something that you can do. And then I was thinking, you know, we learn how to kind of tolerate being in camel pose. At first, we don't tolerate it all that well, most of us. But we learn how to breathe calmly and smoothly. At first, we're freaking out. We don't know where we're going. It's a little scary. Our body freaks out. But then we learn how to tolerate that position. And I just think it's very powerful to think in those terms, because it's very easy to come up into the thought, I'm not going to be able to. Well, let's see. Feet together, flex. Arms over the head. Take a deep breath in. Sit up, please. Grab the toes. Exhale. Double jerk head to the knees. All right, next is rabbit posture. Sit on the heels, knees and feet together. Grab the soles of the feet, thumbs on the outside. Stretch your spine up towards the ceiling. As you exhale, begin the posture. Tuck your chin to the chest. Look at your stomach as you go forward. Bring your forehead to the knees. Top of the head automatically touching the floor. Exhale again, lift your hips up all the way. Roll forward like a wheel until your arms, elbows are straight. You may walk the knees right, left towards the forehead and then hold it. Press the feet firmly to the floor. Suck in your stomach and squeeze your heels in towards each other. One more stomach in. Let the shoulders come up away from the floor a little bit. That's it, Jessica. Hips up and then you can change. Lower the hips back down. Inhale, breathing, and come up. Good. Turn around, relax on your back. Jessica, your cat looked like it was watching birds or something. I don't know if our postures are that entertaining on on the screen. All right, take a breath or two. Let's do second set for the sit-up. Feet together, flex, arms over the head. Inhale fully. Sit up, grab the toes. Exhale. Head to the knees. All right, second set, rabbit posture. Sit on the heels. Now, if you can't get the grip right now, just get your hands close to the grip and you'll grab them as soon as the hips are out of the way. Tuck your chin to the chest. Go ahead, round the spine forward. Pull in the heels as soon as you can, as hard as you can, and lift your hips up. That's going to help you relax the low back. Make sure the stomach is in pulling on the heels, but it's an arm straight pulling. Good, Rachel. Lift your shoulders up away from the floor a little bit. Yeah, good. I see your spine rounding more. Just make sure, everybody, when you lift the shoulders up away from the floor, you do not compromise the stomach in and hips up. All right? So squeeze heels in, press the feet down. Total spine stretching, coccyx to the neck. Change. Inhale, breathing, come up. Turn around, relax on your back. Feet together, flex, lock your legs, arms over the head, take a deep breath in. Sit up. As you're bringing the head to the knees, exhale all of it. Little bounce, double jerk. All right, head to knee pose. Sit facing forward, please. Right leg out cornerwise. Bend your left knee. Create pressure between the sole of your left foot and the inner right thigh. Arms overhead, turn your upper body to the right. Reach out, grab your right foot a couple of inches below the toes. Pull your toes back, flex the foot from the ankle. And tuck your chin, stomach in, forehead to the right knee. If you need to, you may bend the knee up a little bit. Then push the knee down with your forehead and roll in just enough, left shoulder down to get two shoulders in one line parallel to the floor. Suck in your stomach, push the left knee down to the floor, two hips equally on the ground. Inhale, breathing, come up. Other side, please, left leg out, right leg in. Push the sole of the right foot firmly against the inner left thigh. Turn to face your left leg and reach out as much as you can before you decide to bend the knee. See if you can grab the foot. If not, that's fine, but you always try. Flex your foot from the ankle, chin to the chest, forehead to your left knee. Please, if needed, bend the knee to get it to the forehead. Push the knee down with your forehead and drop the shoulders down a little bit. Roll in just enough. Shoulders are good, Rachel. You don't need to roll in at all. Just drop both shoulders down, pressing elbows down a little bit at a time. There you go. Elbows in and down, touching the sides of the calf muscle one day. Inhale, breathing. Come up, please. Bring the legs straight out. Lie back for your sit-up. As soon as the arms touch the floor, inhale, breathing, come up. Now, please, wrap your first two fingers deeply around the big toes, all the way around. You get a good grip, then walk your hips back. Right and left, right and left. Your thumbs close the grip. So it's very complete grip with the fingers. Chest up, look forward. Flex both feet back from your ankles, all 10 toes turning in. Take an inhale. Exhale, stomach in. Push the knees down until the legs are locked. Once you can get the legs locked, heels will come off the floor in the air. Then only stretch your upper body forward from the lower spine towards your feet. Lowest part of the abdomen lengthens along the upper thighs. Hold still when you inhale. Exhale, elbows press forward, breastbone slides forward, armpits stretch forward, hold it. Inhale, breathing, come up. Turn around, relax on your back. How'd it go, Ron? Good? All right. Feet together, flex, legs locked, arms overhead. Inhale as much as you can, then sit up. Exhale, all of it. Head to the knees. All right, second set. Sit facing forward. Maximum of 90 degrees between the legs. No more than 90. A little bit less will work, but no more. Arms over the head. Turn your upper body to the right. Push the foot and inner thigh together. Turn. Grab the foot. Pull it back. Tuck your chin. Forehead to the knee. Now, you have the posture. Concentrate on all of it, every body part. Suck in your stomach. Shoulders relaxed. If the right leg is straight, you're pushing inner right thigh and sole of the left foot against each other, so the lower body and pelvis are totally steady. Inhale, breathing, come up. Good one, Amy F. Left leg out, right leg in. Push the inner thigh and foot firmly to each other. Turn, grab, tuck, forehead to the knee. Ankle bends or flexes back. Once you have the leg locked, the heel comes off the floor in the air, top of the thigh contracted. Then bring the elbow points down. You can turn the five toes themselves, that's it, Todd, towards the head. Hold it, everybody. Breathing always normal. Inhale, breathing, come up. Bring the legs straight out in front of you. Lie back for a quick sit-up. Fill the lungs and come up. Emptying. All right, grab the big toes. Complete grip. Walk your hips back. Right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left. A few more times if you need. Now, when you do the stretching pose, hold still when you're inhaling and then do something when you're exhaling. All right, pull the toes, flex the feet from the ankles, and go ahead, start, please. If your legs are locked from the beginning, you can stretch the upper body forward on your first exhale of the posture. Then inhale, holding still. Exhale, body stretches forward. The tops of the thighs remain contracted. Make sure that stays if you're coming forward. If legs are not locked yet, you just push the knees down. Round, that's so good. Now talk to the little toes. Keep trying to turn them back. Ankles are good, feet are good. Just keep talking to the toes. They're going to move. Look at them. Keep turning them back. Legs are good, ankles are good. Now tops of the thighs contract. Solid, unbroken, concrete. All right, inhale, breathing, come up. That was nice. Best ever. Best ever. Ron, I just had a flashback. I was part of this youth leadership organization from like 1994 until early 2000s. And one of the things they taught us was positive mental attitude, but we always abbreviated it PMA. Ron always has a positive mental attitude. Oh, wow, that was fun. Feet together, flex. Arms over the head. Take a deep breath in. Sit up, please. Grab the toes. Exhale, breathing. Head to the knees. I almost started chanting one of the cheers from it, you guys. I'll maybe subject you another day. Right leg underneath. Maybe in Savasana. I've got a chant for you. All right. Left leg is under. Put your right foot over the knee corner so the heel touches the knee. Two hips on the floor. Left toes pointed back. Take a deep breath. Stretch your left arm up. Try to touch the ceiling. Cross it over the right knee. Push your knee back. Turn the hand palm down. If you can't grab the left knee, just grab the floor or touch the floor near it or grab the edge of the mat. Right arm sweeps behind you. On your back, you put the hand palm facing out or push the fingertips down, chest up. Now turn your head to the right, twisting the neck. Look past the right shoulder back. Lean a little bit to the right and forward so both hips are on the floor and you're stretching the spine straight up from the floor. Very good with the shoulders, Rachel. Inhale, lift up center of the chest. Exhale, keep it lifted. Stomach in, exhale, twist to your right. Untwist the spine, please. Undo the arms and bend the right knee. Cross the left foot over, heel touching the knee. Right toes pointed. Make sure you're not sitting on the heel. Inhale, breathing, right arm up. Try to touch the ceiling. Cross it over the left knee. Push your knee back. Turn the hand palm down. Try to grab the right knee so the pinky finger and ankle are touching each other, hand, knee, and heel, all three things together on the floor in front of you. Left arm, sweep it behind you, hand on the back. Or if needed, push the fingertips to the floor, chest up. Now twist. Turn your head to the left. That's good. We're going to see if you can drop both shoulders down, but lift up at the center breastbone. Turn your head to the left. Look past the left shoulder. Push the back of the left shoulder back a little bit, turning and twisting joints and cartilage of each and every vertebrae. One more inhale, chest up, exhale, stomach in, twist to the left. Good, untwist the spine, undo the arms, relax on your back. I'll tell you one thing, in this wonderful group of people that formed me in many ways back, like I mentioned, 10th grade on, if anyone asked you how you were, basically the required answer was outstanding. That was the word, outstanding. Feet together, flex, lock your legs, arms over the head, inhale, breathing, sit up, please. Grab the toes, exhale, head to the knees. All right, let's breathe together. Sit on your heels, knees and feet together. No gap underneath the ankles. Put your hands on the thighs. I'm getting outstanding. It was a lot more obnoxious than just two thumbs up, Todd. We basically had to start cheering, you know, if you saw anybody, you knew. All right. Yeah, it was, I mean, but honestly, that's a mantra. And you repeat a mantra and you become it. So I respect it quite a bit, you know? All right. Elbows locked, chest up. Focus one point. Begin. Exhale, 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 exhale. Shoulders stay down. Belly goes in and out very quickly. In, in, and the air goes out, out, out. Corresponding depression of the abdominal wall with the exhale. That's very good. A little bit stronger. We're going to keep the same pace. but try to get a little more air out, each one. Sounds good, Ron. A little bit stronger. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, I didn't look until the end, and it was working when I looked, so probably was working the whole time. Take a deep breath. Exhale, keep the chest up a little bit quicker. Begin. 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4. Keep the chest up. Keep the shoulders down. 5, 6, 7, 8. If you miss one, just hop back in. Join in again on the quick pace. Good straight spines, everybody. Belly moves dramatically in and right out, in and out. Five, four, three, two, one. Wow, you guys, that was an outstanding class. And you know that I absolutely mean it. Seriously, wonderful. Turn around, relax on your back for some asana. Jessica, so great to see you. Xinyi, your legs look so strong. You've been doing something extra. Wow. All right, go ahead and separate your feet. Arms can be a little wider. Eyes closed or open is fine. Concentrate on your breathing. Naturally, you can breathe quite slowly after the purposeful fast or overbreathing that we just did. So you can take advantage of that and kind of go in that direction, encourage it. It's already possible without too much effort, but you can put a little bit of effort in and get even more benefit. So nice, slow, steady exhales by the nose. All right, you guys, that was just a great practice. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. I will see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.